Chapter 3. The Singular Prejudice. Anti-Semitism is one thing, and it is many things. Anti-Semitism is a prejudice against Jews. This means conceiving of Jews, men and women, children and seniors, as having noxious qualities or as undesirable only because they are Jews. Animus in forms ranging from mild distaste to intense hatred typically accompanies such a conception. Anti-Semites apply their conceptions and animus to Jews as a group and to individual Jews even before they know anything about the individuals. They do so regardless of countervailing evidence. Anti-Semitism is many varieties of prejudice against Jews, with diverse dimensions and components, including its varied sources, its many manifestations, and the many different actions it leads its bearers to contemplate and undertake. Anti-Semitism is thought. It is emotion. It is speech. It is action. It is inaction. Anti-Semitism exists and can be identified if any of these in an anti-Jewish form are present and a person is anti-Semitic, if he has or engages in any of them. A person thinking anti-Semitic thoughts, prejudicial thoughts against Jews, is an anti-Semite regardless of his emotions, his words, his actions, or inactions. A person with an aversion or hostility toward Jews, which he feels as instinctive, even without having more coherent prejudicial thoughts or uttering words or taking actions against Jews, is an anti-Semite. A person, say for political gain, but without inner conviction or hostility, speaking the language of anti-Semitism, is an anti-Semite. A person who engages in anti-Semitic action against Jews, regardless of his views of them, is an anti-Semite. When it comes to prejudice, as with many other things, when you do bad things, your inner thoughts and emotions notwithstanding, you are what you do. And if a person fails to see that obviously prejudicial words or